Words appear, an Apple original. Daytime, outside a public library, Woodstock lands on a birdbath, dips a toe into the water, and jumps in. Three more birds splash into the water, soaking Woodstock's head. The three birds splash each other playfully. Inside the library, Marcy, in her round glasses, pulls a drawer out of a file card cabinet and selects a card. She walks between the library's bookshelves and selects a book. Marcy takes a seat in a chair next to a giant window. A title appears, One of a Kind Marcy. A golf ball speeds past Marcy, bounces off a lamp and books, and lands in a potted plant.
Let's go, Marcy! I've got to get in some practice if I'm going to win our school's golf tournament.
I'll be right there, sir.
Marcy reads and presses her book to her chest. She puts the book back on the shelf. Outside, a golf flag with a number one on it waves in the breeze. Sunlight glistens on the surface of a pond. On a putting green, Marcy holds Peppermint Patty's clubs as she practices.
It's a good day for some practice, sir. Looks like you have some fans.
If they're looking to learn about golf, they've come to the right place.
If she can't read the greens, I don't like her chances.
It's who you have in the bag that matters. With Marcy on her side, she'll be fine.
Bend at your waist, sir. You look like a duck.
Blunt, but honest.
Patty sinks a putt and twirls her club. Some kids watch nearby.
See? Good caddy, good game.
Snoopy approaches. Woodstock carries Snoopy's clubs. Woodstock dives into Snoopy's golf bag and emerges with a putter. Woodstock disappears briefly into the bag and comes out with an umbrella. Snoopy taps a ball, sending two other balls rolling into holes. The first ball bounces off the umbrella and Snoopy smacks it. Patty moves as the ball rolls into a hole. Snoopy leaves and Woodstock grabs the ball from the hole.
That kid with the big nose is going to be tough to beat.
Don't let him get to you, sir. If you want to win the qualifying match and have a chance to play in the big game, you need to keep your head clear.
That's why you're my caddy, Marcy. You keep me on track.
Perhaps you should practice your bunker game. Championships can be won or lost in the sand.
Marcy watches Patty from the top of a hill.
Try to carry the sand where you want the ball to go.
Try to carry the sand? That's never going to work.
Patty whacks the ball. It soars through the air and lands just next to a hole covering Woodstock in sand.
Good call, Marcy.
Marcy and Patty walk together down the other side of the hill. Woodstock smacks his ear and sand comes out. At school, Marcy and Patty walk past a trophy case.
Behold, the Pinecrest Elementary School Cup. Check out the past champions. Bunker Billy, Driver Davy, and soon, Peppermint Patty will be on that cup.
I don't see any mention of the caddies.
Why would they mention the caddies?
May I remind you, sir, golf is a team sport.
It sure is. Me, myself, and I.
Maybe you, yourself, and you can carry your own bag from now on, sir.
Stop calling me sir.
President, coming through.
Sign this, Mr. President.
Juice box, Mr. President.
Smile for the school newspaper.
Franklin addresses students.
My fellow students, as my term as your class president is coming to a close, I am here to remind you to vote in the upcoming student council election.
Yes. Don't forget to vote for yours truly, because I just threw my hat in the ring.
I'm running too. My campaign is cleanliness is friendliness.
What?
Politics is about defying expectations.
You like to help people. You definitely helped me on the green. I think you'd make a great president.
Me? President?
I
like having time to myself. If I were president, I'd never have a moment of peace. Hello? I'd always be surrounded by people. I'd have to give big speeches in front of huge crowds. And I'd have to make snap decisions without any time to formulate my thoughts.
She snaps out of her imagination.
I can't imagine anything worse than being president. No, thank you.
I guess that makes sense. You once told me you were an invertebrate.
I think you mean introvert, sir.
That's the one.
Students file into the cafeteria. Elsewhere, Marcy and Patty walk outside.
Okay, Marcy, I get your point. But if I don't use the driver on the fifth hole, I... Hey, what's going on here?
Didn't you hear? The cafeteria finally started serving pizza.
Pizza?
My favorite.
Let's go!
Schroeder bumps into Marcy.
After you.
Marcy goes all the way to the back of the line.
Oh, there you are, Marcy. I'll save you a seat.
What do you mean they ran out of pizza?
Huh?
All that's left are bologna sandwiches.
Aww.
Inside, Snoopy poses by the trophy case and Woodstock snaps a photo. They jump and run away. Students exit their classrooms and find part of the hallway blocked off. Marcy steps into the packed hallway and is lifted off the ground. She tumbles above the other students' heads. She lands on the floor.
Here, let me help you, ma'am.
Thank you. Why are the hallways so crowded today?
There's repair work being done in the west hallway, and everyone's been rerouted. The name's Carlin, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Carlin. Didn't I see you watching the golfers practicing yesterday?
To be honest, I was studying the caddies, especially you. Do you play much?
No. I lean more into the challenge of problem solving. And golf is one of those games that with every shot and every lie, there are challenges that require a solution. I just love it.
Speaking of challenges, it looks like we're all having trouble playing through.
Students pack the hallway.
I guess we're going to be late.
Such is the fate of the lower classmen.
Once more, onto the breach.
The lower classmen bounce away.
It was nice talking with you, ma'am.
Marcy gets scooped up and bounces on the sea of students' heads. On her backside in a classroom and pulls out a chair.
Sorry.
She sits down at a desk.
Italy? I know this. It's the country that looks like a boot. Ah, here it is.
Charlie writes with chalk.
Stop that right now, you blockhead!
That's screeching! It's all in the way he's holding the chalk. I should go help. I can't do that in front of everyone. Better if I wait and show him after class. Someone needs to show him what he's doing wrong, right now!
Marcy puts her hand on Charlie's. She pulls it away and blushes.
What's Marcy doing
there? What am I doing up here? I just came up to sharpen my pencil. That is correct. I did forget my pencil at my desk. Never mind.
Charlie writes with chalk, causing glass to shatter. Now, in her room, Marcy watches fish swim in an aquarium. She pushes back on a rolling desk chair and gently kicks her feet.
You should have seen what those poor kids have to go through in the hallway. They can barely take a step without getting knocked over. And how come there isn't enough pizza to go around? Someone has to do something. But who?
She gazes into her fish tank.
Why not me?
Marcy smiles. In her imagination, she tumbles down a long line of goldfish.
Whoa!
The problem is, too many students are using the same hallway at the same time. If the traffic flow could be directed, it would be a less chaotic and safer situation for everyone. Speaking of direction, perhaps everyone's looking at the pizza shortage from the wrong one. I just need to look at it from a different angle.
A pepperoni pizza appears. Goldfish carry away pieces of it. Marcy takes the last piece.
Aha!
This is short work.
In the cafeteria, students take plates and silverware. A pizza slicer cuts slices. A piece of pizza is placed on a student's tray. Marcy approaches the front of the line.
Excuse me, I need to talk to the lunch lady. I think I figured out...
No Budinskis!
Oh, of course. Do you mind if...
No butts, no cuts, no coconuts!
Linus ignores Marcy as he nears the front of the line.
I'll just wait my turn.
Marcy goes to the back of the line.
That's it, folks. We're all out of pizza.
Aww.
A student throws his tray down and storms off. Marcy bounces over students in the packed hallway. She lands on the floor next to the lower classmen.
Okay, everyone. Stand by. I have a plan. Time to give everyone a little direction.
She blows a whistle, frowns, and walks toward the students.
Hey! Watch where you're going!
The words clunk, pow, and oof appear. Marcy's notebook slides over to the lower classmen, followed by Marcy. Carlin picks up the notebook.
I guess school's a bit tougher than golf. Better luck next time.
Marcy slumps. Outside, Snoopy approaches Woodstock asleep in his nest. He taps Woodstock's nest with a golf club. Woodstock doesn't wake up. Snoopy pulls the nest with his club and Woodstock startles awake. Marcy approaches Lucy at a decorated booth.
Lucy for president! Here, have a button.
Excuse me, Lucille. I have a problem I'd like to discuss.
Just a sec.
The booth becomes a psychiatric help booth.
5 cents, please. Now, tell me what's on your mind.
I want to learn how to do what you do. Dealing with new people, pushing yourself into crowds. I don't like doing those things, and I'm worried it's keeping me from accomplishing what I want to do.
Yes. So what you're saying is, you want to be... exactly like me.
Is it too late to get my nickel back?
We should role play. I'll pretend to be you, and you be me. Now come sit here. Straighter. I have very good posture. Glasses, please.
Marcy hands Lucy her glasses.
Remember, I'm you.
Gee, Lucy, you're so smart. Can you really help me be more like you?
Tell me that if I want to make a bold impression, I should speak up.
Excuse me?
Tell me to speak up!
Oh, you should speak up?
I'm afraid this may require a series of sessions. Is this time usually good for you?
Time. It's the qualifying game.
I hope you have a lot of nickels.
On the first tee, Peppermint Patty.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Marcy. What do you like here? A 5 iron?
Actually, with the wind at your back, I like a 6 iron.
Great idea, Marcy.
A scoreboard shows Patty and Joe R. They both whack golf balls.
On the 16th.
Patty makes a chip shot. Carlin and the other lower classmen clap. Marcy and Carlin exchange a smile.
It all comes down to the 18th hole. And we're all tied up.
Joe's caddy offers him a club and Joe waves him off. He hits his ball into the water. Standing by the spectators, Snoopy shows Woodstock his golfing stance.
That kid with the big nose is here scoping out the competition.
Well, I'll show him. I land on the green, and I can make an eagle.
You only have to win by a stroke. I suggest you go for a safe layup shot.
Patty takes a club from Marcy, frowns, and swings at the ball. Her ball sails through the air and lands safely on the fairway. It rolls to a stop near the water.
All right!
Nice work, sir.
Now Marcy puts her head on the grass, studying Patty's ball.
It's late in the day, which means the grass has grown just enough to slow down the putt. Aim over there, sir.
She points, and Patty lines up her putt. The ball rolls across the green. It curves, circles the hole, and drops inside it.
Hey! We're going to the championship!
Congratulations, sir.
Wow, great game. As class president, at least for a little while longer, I want to congratulate our winner, Peppermint Patty. She's on her way to the big one, the Pinecrest Elementary School Cup.
One for the paper.
And of course, behind every great golfer is a great caddy. Yay! Congratulations, Marcy.
Way to go, Marcy.
Why don't you tell the crowd how you got this far?
Right now? Well, I haven't really had the time to prepare anything.
Spectators turn into Lucy.
Speak up.
Exactly like me. I have very good posture.
Speak up!
Golf is a game with golf balls. I'm the caddy, and I'm sure Patricia can field all your questions.
Marcy races off through the golf course. She runs along a sidewalk past houses and stops. She approaches Charlie.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, Marcy.
May I ask you a question?
What's on your mind?
I was wondering if there's anything about yourself that you would want to change.
The ball he's tossing against a wall knocks him down.
How much time do you have?
Now in a forest, Charlie and Marcy stand on a bridge overlooking calm water.
There's a lot of people out there that could use a hand, and I want to help them.
A leaf falls into the water.
But when I try to, I suddenly find myself surrounded by all these other new people.
The leaf gets stuck in a clump of other leaves.
And I never get the time to get my thoughts together. And all I want to do is run away. How can I help anyone if I can't even stick around to say anything? How can I change? How can I be different?
I wish I could help you. I have a hard enough time just trying to be myself.
Marcy drops a stick into the water. It drifts toward the leaf and pushes up against it. The other leaves part and the stick and leaf float downstream.
Be myself. You know, you can be pretty inspiring when you want to be, Charles. Thank you.
Me? Inspiring?
He smiles and Snoopy approaches with his bowl.
Hey, pal. Looking for a little inspiration? Well, you've come to the right place.
Snoopy drops his bowl. At school, Linus gets his lunch.
I can't believe it! I got a slice of pizza!
Congratulations on getting more pizza for the school, Franklin.
Always believe
good job, in you, sir. Smile
for
I'm happy about it, too. But I can't take the credit.
Huh? If it wasn't you, then who?
At her table, Marcy smiles and writes.
Pardon me for snooping, but it seems you volunteered for cafeteria duty this morning and helped them slice the pizza into 8 instead of 6, so there'd be more to go around. Smart move, ma'am.
Marcy smiles. In the hallway, a red-haired girl bounces along the top of a dense crowd of students. In class, Patty sleeps with a golf magazine on her face.
May I be excused early, ma'am?
Holding her notebook, Marcy steps into the empty hallway and looks around.
Time to get to work.
Working quickly, Marcy pushes a trash can out of the way and collects signs with arrows on them from her locker. She places the signs on the floor. Marcy walks backwards, dropping signs as she goes. She directs traffic and arrows move on either side of her, creating lanes. Now, her signs cover the hallway floor.
There.
Exiting students follow the signs, preventing any crowding. Lucy taps her foot on an arrow sign.
On the one hand, it's technically litter. On the other hand, it's really helpful.
We're going to get to class on time!
Our tardy streak is over.
I never thought we would live to see the day.
Your work again, ma'am? Great job.
Carlin tips her cap to Marcy and runs off. Later in class.
My turn again?
Aww! Here comes the chalk screecher.
This is for you, Charles.
A note.
The fastball grip you have on the chalk isn't working. Try your curveball grip.
Oh, worth a shot.
He lifts the chalk and the students cover their ears. Charlie switches his grip on the chalk and writes.
It's a miracle!
Charlie steps back from the board smiling. He turns to Marcy, who smiles back at him. In the hallway.
Don't forget to vote in the student council election. Polls close at noon.
Students cast their votes. Outside.
Everyone's in a pretty good mood today.
They are, sir.
Must be all the excitement about the championship match this afternoon.
You're going to do great.
Can you imagine winning the tournament with the whole school watching?
The whole school? I'm just happy to walk the links with you, sir.
Franklin holds the ballots.
Excuse me, everyone. I have an announcement to make. The vote is officially in for our class president. The duly elected winner is... Marcy! Yay!
Excuse me?
Schroeder sets his piano next to Marcy.
Nice work, Marcy. I didn't even know you were running.
I wasn't. I'm not.
You have an appointment in an hour.
Here are some papers to sign.
Madam President.
What? How did this happen?
Everyone's been impressed with the improvements you've been making to the school. Looks like we had a lot of write-in votes.
Wow, class president.
Aren't you excited?
Marcy falls into an office.
Whoa. Going new places. Meeting new people. You get to be the one leading the parade.
A twirling baton lands at Marcy's feet. She runs from a marching band. Stoopy and Woodstock watch from a commentary desk as a giant balloon shaped like Marcy floats by.
And when I win the final match, you'll get to give your first big speech.
Marcy, in front of a whole crowd of people.
Marcy. Lucky you.
Marcy.
Marcy runs.
Wow. She's so excited.
Let the world know, Marcy.
Marcy bursts into her room.
This isn't what I wanted at all.
She closes blinds and sits down on the floor.
It's okay. I can't be president if I never leave this room.
She lies down on her side.
I'm staying here forever.
Championship
fun. On a course, Snoopy lounges in a massage chair and Patty carries her clubs.
Where's Marcy? It's not like her to be late. I'm going to need a backup caddy. Hey, Chuck, you busy? You are now. Here, I need you to be my caddy.
I don't really know anything about golf.
Just carry my bag and keep the clubs clean. Marcy will be here any minute.
In her room, Marcy uses a coat rack, a blanket, clothespins, and hanging lights to create a tent over her bed.
All right, I'm set. I never have to leave this room. Not for any reason at all.
At the tournament, Charlie hands Patty a club.
This one looks nice.
This is a putter, Chuck. You can't use a putter to tee off. That's pretty basic stuff.
I told you I don't know much about golf.
I was hoping you were just being humble.
My track record of success doesn't require much humbleness.
Where's Marcy?
Marcy reads in her bed. She eyes a photo of her and Patty and buries her face in her book.
Golf is such a strange sport. Tiny ball, tiny hole, giant field. It just doesn't add up.
A 9-iron? Chuck, I asked for the 6.
They look exactly the same to me.
Snoopy reaches for a club. Woodstock pushes a button and the clubs in his bag rotate around. One of them bounces into Snoopy's hand and he takes his shot, which rolls onto the green. Snoopy tosses his club to Woodstock. The golf bag falls onto Woodstock and he quickly pops up, carrying it after Snoopy.
I'm worried, Chuck.
About losing?
Sure. That kid with the big nose is on another level. But I'm also worried about Marcy. She never misses a game. What if something's wrong?
She'll be fine without me. No one plays better than Patricia.
You don't need my help. You can win this, sir. The wind is picking up. What should my next move be, Chuck?
Well, if golf is anything like baseball, I'd say there's the flag. Aim for home plate.
He hands her a club. Patty takes her shot, and the wind carries her ball into a pond to the left of the hole. A group of spectators walk off, revealing Carlin behind them, who runs off.
Hey, everyone! The championship match!
Pepper and Patty's going to lose the game!
Come on, let's go!
Lucy, a kid on a bench, and a kid playing jacks all join the group of students racing toward the golf course. Carlin hurries off in the opposite direction. In her room, Marcy turns to her fish.
How's your day going? Don't ask me about mine.
Marcy peeks through the blinds and sees Carlin outside throwing pebbles at her window.
Carlin?
Carlin climbs in.
Shouldn't you be at the Pinecrest Cup?
That's why I'm here, ma'am. Pepper and Patty's going to lose the championship.
That's not possible. Who's her caddy?
On the course. Patty falls.
Good grief.
She could really use you today.
I want to caddy for Patricia. I really do. But I'm class president now. And if I show up, I'm going to have to get up in front of everyone and make a big speech. And I don't know what to say. From now on, it's going to be rush, push, pull. Don't think, talk. It makes me feel like I'm drowning. Like I can't catch my breath. I want to help Patricia. I really do. But I can't go out there.
Carlin hops onto the bed with her.
Tell me, what advice would a caddy give someone that is lying at the bottom of a 4-inch rough?
I'd say focus on the shot that's given to you. Play to your strengths.
What are your strengths, ma'am?
Running away when things get overwhelming?
Remember what you said to me when I asked if you play golf?
I said that it was more interesting to observe the challenges and discover solutions than it was to play.
See, I think people like you are the glue that holds things together. You all work quietly in the background to make sure that everything runs smoothly. The world would fall apart without you. It takes a lot of strength to carry that responsibility.
I don't feel very strong. I just don't know what I should do.
Carlin offers Marcy her caddy hat.
It's your call, ma'am.
Marcy takes the hat and Carlin climbs out the window. At the tournament, Tybalt takes a shot and smiles. Patty looks on, her hair disheveled. With slumped shoulders and messy hair, Patty watches. Snoopy pulls up in a golf cart.
When did he get a golf cart?
Snoopy's ball skips along the water and rolls toward the hole on the other side.
Just give me any old club, Chuck. It doesn't matter anymore.
Not that one, Charles.
Give her the 5-iron.
Marcy!
Sorry I wasn't here sooner, sir. If it's not too late, I'd like to help.
Oh boy, would I ever like that.
Charles, do you mind?
I thought you'd never ask.
Let's win this game, sir.
Patty puts her tee in the ground with her ball on it. The scoreboard shows Patty trailing with a score of +6.
Pay no attention to the score. Just keep your head down.
Patty gazes across the water at the distant hole and swings. Her ball flies through the air and rolls to a stop by the hole. Snoopy and Tybalt gasp. Marcy gives Patty a thumbs up. At the next hole, Snoopy, Tybalt, and Patty all take their shots. Patty's ball rolls into the hole. Watching, Carlin smiles. Snoopy and Tybalt's next shots both land in a sand trap.
Remember, plan for the best miss.
Patty swings. Her ball rolls to a stop on the fairway next to the sand trap, and she smiles.
Let the big dog speak, sir.
Marcy hands her a club, and Patty whacks the ball.
Oh!
Oh! Wearing flippers, Snoopy puts on a mask and snorkel and wades into a shallow pond. He takes a swing and splashes water, soaking himself.
This is it, sir. The 18th hole. If you can make this in 2 strokes, the cup is yours.
Wearing a determined expression, Patty takes a club from Marcy. She steps to the tee and prepares to shoot. She winds up and smacks the ball. It flies through the air, rolls along the green, and drops off a ledge into a deep sand trap. Snoopy and Tybalt celebrate.
Now what?
What's the point? I'll never make it from there.
Yes, you will, sir. Don't give up now.
Remember our practice from a few days ago?
Carry the sand! Oh, yeah!
Patty grabs a club from Marcy. Standing in the sand trap, she prepares to swing. Marcy looks on and Patty swings, sending sand flying up into the air. Snoopy and Tybalt's jaws drop as they watch. The ball zigzags across the green, inching closer and closer to the hole. It slows to a stop just on the edge of the cup. Pigpen and other spectators look on in suspense. Snoopy grabs Tybalt. The ball rolls into the hole.
Yay!
Snoopy and Tybalt hold each other, crying.
Well played, sir.
Thanks, Marcy. I couldn't have done it without you.
They hug.
Madam President, are you prepared for your first big speech?
What are you going to say?
Juice box?
Say cheese!
Listen, Marcy, you don't have to do this if you don't want to.
Marcy steps away from the ledge above the sand trap and walks toward the crowd of students.
Actually, sir, I do want to. I just need a few moments alone to collect my thoughts.
A smile spreads across Patty's face.
You heard her, everyone. Give her some space. See you at the stage, Marcy.
Patty and the others walk off. Marcy smiles. Later on the stage, Patty receives her trophy from Franklin.
Now it's time for our new class president to say a few words.
Marcy! Marcy! Marcy!
Marcy blushes, steps toward the podium, and reaches for the microphone. She scans the crowd. Standing next to Charlie, Patty gives her 2 thumbs up.
For my first act as class president, I want to say congratulations to my friend Patricia.
Patty playfully punches Charlie.
For my second act as class president, I'd like to announce that I'm resigning as class president.
What?
Helping people is important to me, but I want to do it in my way. I like being in the background. That's just the kind of person I am. And I like that person. There was a time when I thought that if I wanted to help, I needed to change who I was. But thanks to some good advice and inspiration from my friends...
She's talking about me!
I've learned that I can find my own way to do things. The world needs all kinds of people. So whether you're a natural leader, or willing to get your hands dirty, or never give up despite the odds, or even try your best to stay out of the spotlight, all of us can make a real difference.
Yay! Carlin smiles and claps. Marcy smiles and leaves the podium.
Marcy! Marcy! Marcy!
Marcy watches the students leave. Carlin tips her cap to her. Patty hugs Marcy.
You're pretty brave, Marcy.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad I did that. And I'm glad I don't have to do it again.
I hope that kid with the big nose isn't taking my win too hard. He sure hates losing.
As Snoopy sits frowning, Woodstock approaches with a tennis racket and ball. Snoopy immediately perks up and grabs a racket from his golf bag. He whacks the tennis ball, sending Woodstock flying. At school, Pigpen approaches a podium. He taps his note cards, creating a huge cloud of dirt.
Can you believe Pigpen came in second? Who on earth voted for Pigpen?
I just thought he ran a clean campaign.
Pigpen cuts a red ribbon.
My fellow students, it is said that the key to a great democracy is a great suggestion box.
Box, huh? Oh, but that was your idea. Nice work.
Thank you, sir. I've got a lot more where that came from.
I'm sure you do. Well, I'm off to my pickup game. See you in class, Marcy.
Don't forget to follow through on your jump shot, sir.
Thanks, Marcy. And don't call me sir.
Patty hurries off. Sitting alone on a bench, Marcy smiles and writes in her notebook. Patty shoots a basket. Followed by four kids, Pigpen walks by wearing a top hat. Fade to black. Credits appear. Based upon the Peanuts comic strip by Charles M. Schulz. Director Raymond S. Percy. Written by Betsy Walters. Credits continue. Fiction. The characters, places, and events portrayed in this motion picture are entirely fictional. Any resemblance to any persons, whether living or dead, is entirely coincidental. This property is protected under the laws of Canada, the United States, and other countries. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or other use of this film in whole or in part, including the soundtrack, will result in civil and/or criminal liability. Copyright 2023 Wild Brain Peanuts Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Peanuts, Snoopy, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Peanuts Worldwide, LLC. Peanuts, copyright 1950 to 2000, Peanuts Worldwide, LLC. All rights reserved. This program has been described by Pixelogic Media. Voice by Darren Revitz. Wild Brain, Schulz Studio. Words appear. Thank you, Sparky. Always in our hearts.